You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. The city of Selma, just south of Fresno, wants to change the way citizens vote for council members by creating districts for their city council instead of at-large voting. Reporter Monica Velez has been looking into why the city and community groups have different ideas about how to make that happen. So, Monica, why is the city of Selma doing this right now?
So some other cities in the valley, like Visalia, Tulare, and Lemoore, have been sent what is called a demand letter, which basically says the city must change its voting process or be sued because of the Voting Rights Act. And by the way, the Voting Rights Act is a law that tries to reinforce equal representation. And that's why Selma decided to be proactive about it, because officials figure it's just a matter of time before they get a letter. And just getting this letter, it can cost a city up to $30,000. This week, city officials just had their third public hearing, and the Voting Rights Act requires them to have five to inform their community and get feedback from them. Mm-hmm. So at the meeting, the company they hired to make the maps, the NDC, that stands for the National Demographics Corporation, presented three maps the council could choose from later this month.
All right. So what did these maps look like?
So what's interesting is all five of the current council members are concentrated in two neighborhoods on the east side of town. So council members Jim Avalos and John Trujillo live within a few blocks of each other. And Mayor Scott Robertson and Mayor Pro Tem Luis Franco live across the street from each other. And council member Sarah Guerra lives just nearby.
Okay. So are some of the council members, based on the maps the NDC drew, would they have ended up in the same districts?
Actually, no. The three maps the NDC drew have each council member in a separate district, even though they all live in just two areas of the city. Mm. And here's where it gets controversial. So a couple of community members spoke during the public comment and said having the districts like this isn't an accurate representation of the city. So Councilmember Trujillo told me in an interview he agrees with the community. Mm. So he says some council members are more interested in keeping their seats rather than focusing on what the community wants, but he didn't want to name names. Both Trujillo and Avalo said they wouldn't oppose a map that included more than one current council member in the same district. But Mayor Robertson had another opinion. Here's what he said at the meeting.
Equating looking after the community and districting with kicking a couple of council people out who've gotten votes in the past and who've won is not the same. And that is unjust, and that is gerrymandering, in my opinion.
But the NDC representative at the meeting said that's not gerrymandering, and pairing council members in the same district does not violate the Voting Rights Act in any way.
And so what does the NDC have to say about their own maps?
Well, the NDC says the maps they made are legal, you know, meaning they also don't violate the Voting Rights Act. The founder and president of the NDC, his name's Douglas Johnson, said it's a common practice to consider where the council lives when drawing these maps.
The idea is that it lets the voters decide which council members have earned another term, as opposed to if council members get paired, then it doesn't matter what the voters think. At least one of them can't run again or can't serve another term.
But a Bakersfield-based demographer with 35 years of experience I talked to, Jesus Garcia, said taking into consideration where the current council members live should not be the top priority. And in his opinion, the intent with the NDC maps is to make sure the incumbents keep their seats.
In the ideal world, the idea of incumbency should not come into account. All the other factors that we described should. You know, communities of interest, compactness, continuality, things of that sort. But it's about power, and it's about influence. It's about ego.
So what about community members? I mean, what kind of say do they get in the process?
Yeah, so anyone in the city can submit a map of their own, and eight people actually did do that. The interesting part is all eight maps looked very similar to each other, and all of their maps pair at least two council members in the same district. So Garcia says the community maps provide, you know, some type of insight into how people view their city and which neighborhoods they think are similar to each other. And these particular community maps show that the areas that the council members live in now aren't representative of the whole city.
So then why doesn't the NDC take those maps that community members offered up into consideration?
Well, the NDC says that they did, but because the population is so spread out throughout the city, it wasn't possible for them to create a map similar to the community's maps when you're looking at the population data, which is a very important factor to consider.
To make sure that, you know, each district has about the same amount of people.
Exactly.
All right, so then where does the city go from here?
So the next meeting is on September 16th, and that's when the council and the public will have another chance to discuss these maps. And the council could adopt a map that day, or they could extend the vote. We'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, and when that happens, we'll look to you for more reporting. Thank you so much, Monica.
Thanks, Laura.